Okay.
Meeting to order, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Cheryl, would you call the roll, please?
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Participation from the public. Anybody have anything they want to talk about? Didn't have anybody sign up, so hearing nothing, we'll go for the approval of minutes. You have a motion?
Yep. Motion that the minutes of the public hearing and the minutes of the regular meeting of December 19th, 2023 be approved as submitted.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. This is carried. would you read the list of the bills, please? Mm-hmm.
General Administration, $40,122.42. Economic Development, $1,081. Police, $17,946.78. Fire, $7,970.79. Street, $13,387.68. Parks, $1,461.80. Public Health and Safety, $3,101.83. Emergency Services, $3,750. Garbage, $33.81. Cemetery, $440.25. Water Operations, $23,054.12. Sewer Operations, $4,020.04. EPA Westside Sewer Loan Payment, $14,303.04. Water Deposits, $1.30. Clinton Sanitary District, $47,885.40. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $30,264. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $59,269.68. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $612,836.36.
To approve the bills and payroll.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. Report of the mayor's department. I don't have anything to report there. Department of Streets and Public Improvement.
I don't have anything tonight.
Okay. Report Department of Public Property.
I don't really have a whole lot. I did see that the guys were up taking down the decoration, but still, that was awesome up there this year. Steve, you and the guy did a really good job. All the decorations, everything up there was great. Taking them down is always kind of bittersweet, but I knew it was time, and I noticed that they'd gotten the trees down. Everybody came in and got them. So it was really well coordinated.
Job well done.
That was. Everything was just awesome.
Nate and Willis.
Oh, they just
all cleaned up. Cleaned up.
So. They did a wonderful job. So kudos to all of them. As far as water department, we've got the bids out for the improvements down there in the plant. That should be coming back shortly. Want to see that get started and get that done. So make it a lot simpler and a lot better to get the new equipment in there. Make it simpler for the guys. So hopefully that will be coming up very shortly, and I appreciate that. And other than that, all I have.
John, public health and safety.
A little report on the brownstone. It's coming down. He's taken the top layers off closer to the east house by hand, just because it's so tight to the house there. He's talked with the owners. They're good with it. He'll take care of any damage. Right. But he's taking it down by hand and he's coming down pretty good for a guy doing it by hand.
Oh, yeah.
So that's coming along. It's going to take a little longer than what we figured because of how he's having to do it.
Understand.
But he's staying on it. Also, this year was the busiest year, correct, Stephen, for the fire department with just shy of 1,200 calls,
wow,
which is a record. Stephen, you got anything on anything? Other than that, that's all I've got. Ben's not here.
Okay. Report from the Department of Accounts and Finances. I don't have anything to report there either. Okay. Unfinished business.
Okay.
I've got a couple.
Yep. Okay. Motion to approve the short-term rental permit application.
I make that motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Now, this is for the B&B, bed and breakfast, right? And I had some apprehension about this initially, but I've been assured that, you know, that, you know, like single family zoned areas are still going to be single family. They can't have a multitude of families in a single family zoned residence. So as long as that's the way it operates, I don't have a problem with it.
We've got pretty good guidelines on that, don't we, Taylor?
Yeah, that was the goal. You know, because these Airbnbs are here, and really what we can do now is just be reactive and, you know, what's our ordinances say, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, whereas this document gives us a little bit of proactiveness and being able to, you know, if there is a problem with one of the owners, then we have the ability to pull that permit. Whereas, again, right now, currently, we just have ordinance violations where they can continue on even if they get an ordinance violation. So that was the goal. Met with Chief Lowers and Dana Quarterman, and we were all kind of working back and forth with this, and Clint as well. So we tried to get as much as we could in there to help prevent some of this.
Dana did a real thorough job. Well, Dana does most every time. When he's on the planning commission, he beats them pretty well. And we went to it and had some people come in that had been doing this for quite a while. I think he got some information that he hadn't had also, that, you know, this is the way this works, this is how they can do it. And so he had a lot of information I didn't know either. I listened to a presentation in Chicago, but these people have been running one for quite a while. They gave him some information and let him see how it could be done and how they deal with it. So I think between Dana and, like I said, the chief, they really went through this, made sure that we're protected, and that's the best way to do it. If we have some teeth that we can take and enforce, it makes it so much simpler. And I think this application explains it all, and we have ways that we can shut it down.
We had one on the downtown not too long ago that they were wanting to do on the ground level, and it specifically says you cannot. So I called Taylor, and the people were fine with it. So
I appreciate all of their diligence and how they work with it. So appreciate that too.
There's a discussion.
Boys.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes, motion's carried. We have one other on unfinished business.
Yeah, motion to approve the contract for printing and mailing water bills for the water department with InfoSend, Inc.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes, motion's carried. We have one item of new business. It's not on the printed agenda, but we do have to put it on file.
We need to place on file a tower land lease agreement extension with MR System Wireless LLC.
Nothing else on the agenda, so I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Meeting adjourned.